The school was placed in lockdown at 11:15 this morning. School administrators had suspicion that a student may have brought a gun into the school. Fall City School Superintendent Mark Laurie tells WBFO News it was reported by another student after a situation occurred in the school parking lots.
At approximately 11:15 a.m. this morning, a student, a boy, senior, reported to his house principal that a girl, of whom he has a restraining order against, and she him, blocked his car in the parking lot and waved a handgun at him.
The school called the female student on her cell phone. She initially claimed she was in school, but then admitted she was in her car.
The girl answered by saying, "I'm in school." "No, you're not. Where are you?" "I'm in school." "Where in school are you?" "I'm in school." They said, "We're in lockdown. You're not in school." "Oh, I'm driving to school." She gave a description of her car. The police then met the car in the parking lot, at which time she and the car were searched, finding no weapon of any sort.
However, she was arrested for violating an order of protection against the other student. The lockdown was then lifted and students were allowed to resume their normal school day. Superintendent Laurie says it's frustrating that students are failing to understand the severity of making verbal threats.
When it becomes an issue to somebody personally, they still regress to using language that is really unacceptable and can turn a whole school upside down, so to speak. Not to be dramatic about it, Eileen, but it really did. It turns 2,000 people upside down to prepare for it, to disruption to the calmness and the sense of security that we want to bring to the school. So people have to realize that when you say those things, that's what happens.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.